Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your opening bell for August 14th, 2025. So the news for today we were waiting for is producer inflation numbers, and they just hit the headlines, and I'll say this is a bigger miss than the jobs report. So we're going to focus in on producer inflation because that's the first kind of line that the inflation number from tariffs will hit. So I'm just going to take it over to Rick Santelli and let him explain it. And then when we come back, I'll show you how the market's reacting to this, folks. But it is a much different scenario than we had the other day with consumer inflation. Want to figure out why? Let's go over to Rick and let him explain it to you.
We're a couple seconds away, folks, from our July release of the Producer Price Index. Headline number is whoppingly big. Oh, my goodness. Up 0.9%. Up 0.9%. And if you strip out food and energy, guess what? It's still up 0.9%. Boy, that equals June of 22. You're to March of 22 on the headline to find a bigger number. On the core number, that would comp to March of 22, since we've had a number of that magnitude when it was 1.2%. These are kind of COVID distorted numbers. Now, let's look at X food, energy, and trade. Triple the expectations. All three of those were expected to be up 0.2. This is up 0.6. 0.6 would be the highest level since March of 22 when it was 0.9. Now, let's go year over year. These are warm too. 3.7, I'm getting ahead of myself. Final demand year over year is 3.3. We're expecting 2.5. Now 3.3, that would be the highest since February. The high water mark was January this year at 3.8. Now 2.8 is X food, energy, and trade. That is definitely higher than the 2.5 expected. 2.8 would be the highest since March. And right in the middle there, we have X just food and energy. That number coming in at 3.7. I kept it for last because that really is a very, very large number. 3.7, that would be the largest since March when it was 3.9. So we see every single metric is warmer than expected. Every single metric is significantly higher sequentially. Now let's go to initial jobless claims. Here's a bit of good news, 224,000. That's down 3,000 from a slightly revised 227. And we're the 12th consecutive week above 1.9 million. And continuing claims, 1,953,000. Once again, it all gets stacked up pretty tight. What we're thinking about is these numbers go all the way back to November of 2021. And the next jump up from these numbers will be when we pop over 2 million. The last time we did that was, as I said, Nova 21, 2,041,000. So we saw interest rates move up to this kind of 4.25 level in tens. The 2-year has moved up to a bit to 370. And every maturity now, except for 30-year bonds, are higher in yield. 30-year bonds are virtually unchanged. Next week on Wednesday, we get a 20-year, but you know, on the supply side, it's a bit in the rearview mirror. We didn't have terrific auctions, and I'm going to throw it back to you guys. I'm a little surprised the markets haven't moved more on it, but the knee jerk is usually against expectations. The residual trade down the road here today will be about how this factors into the bigger picture.
Ouch. So that's all I have to say on that. That was almost a bigger miss is the ADP payroll numbers. So let's get over and see where the markets react. Here's question is, why aren't they reacting? So yesterday, here's what I thought. I talked to probably a dozen of our clients, and I'm like, I really want to lock in because I don't know what this number is going to be, and it could scare us on the upside, which it did, much higher than I even anticipated. So let's get over to the markets that we're seeing right through right at this point. So if you look at the MBS market, it's nothing. It's basically didn't do anything. It was down. Let's see a 2-day chart. Let's see if there's a gap here. No, we don't even. Yep, there's that gap right there. So we are down. We're basically flat. And that's what, I don't get it. You go over to the stock market. Look at the stock market, down 184. I thought if we missed this bad, the markets would just crumble. So like Rick said, he's basically saying, you know, the initial reaction sometime isn't the bombshell. It's kind of what's coming after that. So we'll focus in on this the rest of the day. But these are pretty high inflationary numbers. But what you have to remember is it's on the producer side. So are the producers going to let that flow to the consumer? Are they going to eat some of that? Is the other country going to, you know, because a lot of that might be built on the tariffs. And I'll take a deeper dive into this later today. But the markets aren't reacting like I thought they would. For the Dow to be down pretty much. at 183 points, that's not bad. I'll put it that way. It could be much worse than that. So if we go across the board, I don't like this day. It's the anti-Cinderella story. We go across here, all the indices are down. We have oil up to 63. I'm still cool at 63. I like oil at 65 or below. We have the 10-year treasury up only 0.02 ticks. That is... I'm dumbfounded. Okay, so let's get to the economic calendar where I can actually show you these things. So here's what happened today. We had continued jobless claims. Now, this is the number where he's like, okay, it's still above one, or it's still below 2 million, but above 1.9 million. Well, look at this. This is the concern that I had. Initial jobless claims, are people still getting let go? And they basically came in right at point. And then if you go over to here, actually, the continued jobless claims came in, I'll say, in line. So it was expected at 1.96. It came in at 1.95. I'll get that a thumbs up. Here's, look at this number. It went from zero. Producer prices month over month, zero to almost 1% in 1 month. So we're going to continue to follow this, because if that continues, the Federal Reserve isn't going to cut anytime soon. So let's get over to the Federal Reserve, what they're focusing in on. And it's right through here. We have the unemployment rate, the inflation rates. This is what they focus in on, folks. But let's get over and see what the probabilities now are of a Fed rate cut in 34 days. So if you go down through here, the CME FedWatch tool, we'll scroll down through here and see kind of what the probabilities are. There's still a 95% chance they're going to cut. Right through here. And because the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5, they're expecting to go to 4 to 4.25. That means there is a 0.25% rate cut coming in this. So that's what we're seeing basically on the headlines. Let's get over to the earnings reports for the day, because we have just a handful of companies coming out with earnings. We have both. Basically, look at tomorrow. There's no earnings out. Over the last few weeks, we've been focusing in on this because most of the S&P 500 companies came out with earnings, and they were fantastic. Okay, the majority, probably 70-80% of all companies, exceeded expectations. So we only have two out so far this morning, and both of those exceeded on the revenue side. Let's look at earnings per share, and they both exceeded on the earnings per share. So that's telling me companies, they're okay. They'll justify some of these stock prices, but we have to keep a really beat in on what's going on with inflation, because that's the biggest part of this stuff over here. So what I do each day, folks, is, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I try to explain to you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it, because if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance, right? Okay, so I would love to be able to work with you. Okay, why? I've been in this business for over 36 years. The cool thing is I'm federally licensed, which means I work at a federal bank. So it means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there anywhere in the states, I should be able to help you. Now, the other thing that's really cool about us, we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, let me take you over to this. And here's really who I am. This is me. The rate update. The bank I work at, it's a federal bank. We've actually set ourselves up like a brokerage. But we're not a broker because we're a federal bank. But think of a brokerage that you call and they have, 10, 15 different lenders that they work with. We have over 30. Okay, so we're a federal bank with over 30 different lenders that we can work with to provide you opportunities like this. If you're looking to buy a home, one of the programs we offer gives you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. Check out this video to explain to you how it works. It's income based, so it'll actually even give you a map so you can jump into that map and see if you qualify based on that information. If you're looking to refinance, here's a refinance tab, but it's not the normal tab you usually see. When you click this, usually it figures out, what is a refinance and all that. What this does is it actually gives you the opportunity to say, hey, Dan, here's my mortgage rate right now. Here's the rate I would like to refinance. I have a tough time monitoring these things on a daily basis like you do. So when my rate hits X, well, reach out to me. I'd love to explore the numbers to see if, refinancing is an option for me. So you can do that. Give me all your information about a refinance. But if you've already went to, one, two, three, four different lenders and you got the best quote out there, how do you compare it? Or let me compare it with over 30 different lenders. Just go right through here, the loan estimate review. You're going to click that. I just want you to upload your loan estimate. And what I want you to do is I want you to call that lender and say, hey, I'm getting an additional quote. I'm only getting one more. And if they beat you, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go with them. So what is your best foot forward? Let me know the rates. Let me know the fees. Once you get those, upload it right here. Okay, what we're going to do is I'll send you a personalized video back to say, okay, here's exactly what I can do. Hopefully, like in most cases, we're beating people on the rate and the fees. And if we do, I'm expecting or I'm hoping you join us as a client. If we don't, let's say the other company is giving you lower fees, lower rates, and whatever. kudos. You did your homework and you did a great job. So my goal is to help you guys obtain the most efficient mortgage for you and understand the whole process as you go through it. And that's what we try to do here at the Rate Update. And again, my name is Dan Frio. So let's recap some of the things that we're seeing right now. MBSs, they're down 6, okay? And we're going to focus in on this because, like Rick Santelli, there's usually a lagged effect with some of these things in the market. So we're going to see how this fares out for the afternoon. We'll be back with a live event this afternoon to go through some things with you. But the Dow Jones, it continues to go down. Now it's down 200 points. So we're going to continue to watch these throughout the day. So join me at 2 o'clock today for a live event. And then I'll be back later this afternoon around the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day, folks. So thanks for watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, please, I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers as soon as I can, and well, you can help me. So if you can click down there and subscribe, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks for watching. Have a great afternoon. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.